This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Hello, listeners. We're here at SELF with Madeline, who is stepping down this evening as the boot black for 2013 for the Southeast Leather Fest. Hello, Madeline.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. And tell me about your year.
Oh, my year's been fantastic. I don't even know where to begin. I think it's just been really wonderful. I've had the opportunity to travel to a lot of places, meet a lot of people, meet some wonderful, amazing people from up and down the Eastern Seaboard area, and got to meet some folks just throughout the Southeast region, as well as a little bit of the Mid-Atlantic. It's just been a really great year to kind of get out there and bring a bit of the Southeast to other events.
And what platform were you running on as the boot black this year? Did you have a platform that you ran on?
For me, it was just getting to know leather. Part of my speech during my competition was, what is leather? And I encouraged the Southeast community to help me get to know leather by sharing their stories with me. It seemed like every time I sat down with somebody, it was a little piece of leather history. So I got to learn leather history through them, create leather history with them this year. It's been pretty much an amazing title year.
I have heard the boot blacks described as the bartenders for the leather community.
Yes, we're definitely a service-oriented bunch. That's probably an apt description. We do we get to talk to a lot of people and get a lot of different stories. So just as any good bartender gets to hear the stories of his or her community, we get to hear a lot of the stories from our community as well when folks sit in our chair.
And what brought you to bootblacking?
Leather.
Leather.
The smell, feel of leather. I'm a very tactile person, and I think something about the smell and the feel of leather drew me in. And then I'm an introvert, too, so getting to learn about people on a one-on-one basis for the duration of the time that they sit in my chair and hearing personal stories about how they are, where they've been, it was a nice way to get to know the community on a one-on-one basis in a manner that was most comfortable to me.
Who was your favorite person to sit in the chair? Do you have one?
Wow, I have so many. There were a lot of people that I just enjoyed. I think it's just, I enjoy just getting to know people pretty, I think, in an in-depth level that most people don't get to know people as in a group setting, that you really get an opportunity to kind of ask questions and get to know people on a different level in a bootblack chair than you would in a normal situation. So I can't say there was a favorite. I think I've loved every single person who's been in my chair.
Do you ever have somebody that comes in with really awful boots and you're thinking, oh my God, what have you been doing?
I usually ask where the boots have been for everybody who sits in my chair because I always like to hear the story and the adventures of the leather that they wear. Sometimes you get some challenging situations. I think almost every time you sit, and the first thing on your mind is, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I think the best part of being a bootblack is to feel the leather, learn the leather, understand what it needs, and then provide what it needs. And so I've enjoyed kind of that journey with each and every piece that's kind of been in front of me.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Have fun. Love. Just enjoy the love of bootblacking. Enjoy the service that you provide the community. And have a great time.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.